Today's Issues continues on AFR with your host, Tim Wildman, president of the American Family Association.
Hey, welcome back, everybody. It's Election Day. There's a shock, isn't it? There's a news. I'm breaking news right there, aren't I? It's Election Day, in case you didn't know it. Election Day, you're listening to American Family Radio. I'm Tim Wildman with Walker, Facebook guru Wildman over there keeping our page. What do you got up there on our Facebook page, Walker?
Right now we're doing Facebook Live. We've had several hundred people watching so far, a lot of comments. Somebody asked, when is Abe coming on? I told him that he'll be on tonight.
You know, this is really beginning to bother me. I thought I had pretty good self-confidence, but these people want Abe as if, get me Abe, get Tim out of there. That's what I'm sensing.
Well, and, they at least tuned in to your show, so that's a plus.
Well, until Abe came along, I was liked by most people, but now they're, I want Abe. Let me see Abe. Bring Abe on.
Hey, everybody likes a new face and a new voice every once in a while.
Okay, well, we'll get Abe on, people, okay? Abe will be on. He's on every Wednesday. What do you want? Okay, I'm sorry about that.
You asked me what I was doing on Facebook.
On Facebook, tell them that Abe will be on Wednesday. And to get off our Facebook page.
Somebody needs to write in. Let me talk to the audience right now for you, Tim.
Hey, Fred.
Yeah, someone needs to write in and say, I'm so glad Tim is there.
All please.
Right? So okay,
please.
Here we got it right now. Okay. The same Ed, okay. I'm not sure where he's from, but right. He just said, he was the one who asked for Abe.
Right.
He just commented and said, I love you too, Tim.
Okay, thank you.
That was Ed Vitagliano.
Today's it. Was that Ed?
No, not Ed Vitagliano.
Okay. Okay. All right, so... I tell you what, you want Abe? We'll get Abe over here. I'm going to text Abe right now and tell him to come over here. It takes him about 2 minutes.
All right, Tim is awesome.
Since his fan.
I tuned in for Tim. Oh, the comments are building up.
Oh, man.
Okay. Okay.
You got your own team
over
there.
Okay, well, thank you. Finally. You know, all right, today's issues on American Family Radio. I'm Tim Wildman with Walker Wildman. So we have a Today's Issues Facebook page that Walker keeps active and alive. And anything you hear us talk about here, if we have a link to the story, we post it there. Fred Jackson, news director for American Family Radio and OneNewsNow.com, and Dr. Ray Pritchard. Picked my doctors mixed up. We had so many on. Dr. Ray Pritchard, who's co-hosting with me today, as he does most Tuesdays and Thursdays. So, just real quickly, you were over in Florida. Teaching the book of Daniel. Would they have a Bible camp down there or something you went to?
A Bible Institute there, and taught the book of Daniel, and thought to myself, in the week leading up to a big election, you could not find a better book of the Bible, because it's about the rise and fall of empires and kings, and Daniel even says he raises up one king and pulls down another.
Amen.
So, you know, it's good to get into the Bible and be reminded of the sovereignty of God.
Amen.
That, let me ask you this.
Yeah.
This is the question I'm about to ask you is probably take a week to answer, but I'm going to ask it anyway. If God is sovereign, why even go to the polls today?
Well, because he ordains both the means and the ends of life. He has given us freedom, right? He's given us a will. He's given us the right to make a choice. He is going to work out his will through the millions and millions and millions of people who go and vote. And I truly believe, and by the way, in the interest of full disclosure, I haven't voted yet. So in about 22 minutes, Marlene and I are going to, as soon as we're off the air, I'm heading out and I'm going to cast my vote. And you know, I don't worry about the secret plan of God. I believe what Daniel says. He raises up one king and he brings down another. But my vote is part of seeing God's will accomplished on the earth. So that's a thrilling thought to me.
Yeah.
God is sovereign, but he gives me a voice and he gives me a vote, and I'm going to cast it in just a few minutes.
Okay, so Abe is in studio now.
Hello, Abe. We've been waiting for you.
What am I walking
Abraham
into
Hamilton
here?
III, Abe.
I was deep in legal thought.
Abe, well, what happened was we're starting this last half hour of the show. Walker's reading their Facebook comments, and they're wanting to know where Abe is.
I'm here.
Okay, so Abe is here. Abe, it's nothing personal against you. I just wanted you to come over here and say hello to the people so they'll know that you're here. And they're starting a fan club for you.
Oh, wow.
Out there and everything. But, no, Hey, Abe, let me ask you this in all seriousness. Sure. Abe's our public policy analyst here at American Family Association and frequently on this program, but evidently not enough.
I was like, today isn't Wednesday, right?
No, it's not, to satisfy our listeners.
Someone's a little jealous.
Hey, I'm throwing this question on you, but you just heard me ask Ray. A lot of Christians will God is sovereign. That's obviously biblical, meaning that he is in control of the universe. Mm-hmm. Okay. So how do you answer the question, if the Lord is sovereign, why should I go vote? Because God's going to decide who's the president of the United States.
You could ask that same question. Christian was asked that question. If God is sovereign, why evangelize?
Mm. That's right.
Okay, that's a good point.
Yeah. I mean, the Lord's sovereignty includes his deposit of Christians in the constitutional republic known as America, mm-hmm. where in his divine foreknowledge, he knew he would use founders that would give American citizens, many of whom would be Christians, the right to vote. Mm-hmm. So his sovereignty is included with our liberty.
Yes.
So his sovereignty is not an excuse or a scapegoat to rid yourself of that pesky little thing called citizen responsibility.
Mm-hmm. No, in his sovereignty, he decided to give us the right to vote.
Absolutely.
Right. But it doesn't make him any less sovereign.
No, not in the slightest. Listen, I feel, and I could be wrong, I don't think I am, sometimes people use God's sovereignty as an excuse for making hard decisions.
To opt out.
Oftentimes, we try to cloak ourselves in God's sovereignty as an excuse from stepping up to the plate and making big boy and big girl choices.
Mm-hmm. Amen.
So let's not try to.
Yeah, and you know, the scripture, Ray, is full of stories about the choices of man.
Mm-hmm. You know, we're all going to be held accountable for every choice we make. Yeah. And I believe it's true. That when I go and vote here in just a few minutes, I'm going to be doing God's will. And whether or not every person I vote for is elected or not, that's not really the point. I am part of God's plan. I'm part of doing God's will. He's going to bring about the leaders, not just at the top, but all up and down. He's got a plan, and he's going to work it out. I don't have to worry about his side, right? Only have to worry about my side. If I'll go and do my part, if all the Christians will go and do their part, God's will is going to be done, and then we can sleep well tonight.
Let me ask you this.
Whatever the result is.
Amen. Let me ask you this then, Ray. What about, I've heard some people say, some Christians say that God may use an election of someone to judge our country.
Sure.
Now, do you think something like that's possible?
Well, I think, look, we've talked a lot about Romans 1. Romans 1 is what happens when a nation, when an individual, when a family, when you turn away from God, right? Three times in Romans 1, he gave them up, he gave them up, he gave them up. Mm. The problem is not with the Democrats or Republicans, but we as a nation, we've turned our back on God, in terms of the family, in terms of the unborn, in terms of justice,
morality,
right? In terms of just we've walked away from right or wrong. So no wonder we're faced with an election like this. So I don't view it as saying, could this election be part of God's judgment? Because first of all, some things are hidden in the heart and mind of God. But let's understand, Christians are to be salt and light. And the saltier we are and the brighter we are, the better off this nation is going to be.
Abe, you want to comment on that at all?
Yeah, I agree with what Ray just said. Romans 1 is clear, you know, to what happens when the Lord takes his hands off. And I think
an individual or maybe even a country.
Right.
And a country, a group of people. So okay. I just ditto what Ray just said. Mm-hmm.
You're listening. Oh, thank you, Abe, for coming over and satisfying the Abe fan club on today's issues.
Did I surprise you with that short answer?
You did. Surprise me. I had to lay my coffee down quick because you were through.
You know I can go longer if
you want. Well, let me ask you this. Do what now?
You say, you know I can get going longer if you want.
Yeah.
Ray is a teacher, preacher, as well as being on this program. I tell you what, let me ask you to do this, Abe. Why don't you spend a minute or two and pray for our country today?
Sure.
Because we need prayer. Amen?
Sure.
Why don't you pray and then... We'll move on with our show here.
Well, Father, we thank you, Lord, for giving us the glorious privilege of being in this wonderful constitutional republic. And, Lord, we know that we are at a critical, point in our nation's history. Father, we ask that you would stir the hearts of all of your body, all of your Christians in our country, that, Father, we would be roused to stand for this in this moment. And, Lord, I also ask that you would fortify our hearts for what comes after today, Lord, that we would not, Lord, be despondent or downtrodden or, Lord, lulled into a false sense of security. But, Lord, that we would take the instruction from this moment and recognize that we have an audience of one to whom we are due responsibility, Lord. We ask that you would move our hearts, that you would cause the spirit of repentance to break out in our country, and that the sum total of this election season will be a people that would turn our hearts back to you. Lord, I ask that you would open the mouths of your shepherds, Father, that would cry aloud and spare not. That we would not, Lord, try to cut corners on your word, Lord, and avoid hard discussions, but that we would present the full counsel of your scripture, that we would humble ourselves before you and love you enough, Lord God, that we would serve our fellow man appropriately, Lord God, by preaching and teaching the truth of your gospel. Father, we ask, Lord God, that you would grab the reins of our country, Lord, and that your will would be done in our nation. Mm-hmm. That your will would be done in our nation. Yes. That you would cause a sobriety to wax over your body, Lord, where we would, Lord God, have our hearts turned to you, Lord, that we would not try to find any champion in men or women, Lord, but that we would recognize that our champion is the champion that is not subject to voters, Lord God, whims, Lord. In the name of Jesus, Father, we ask that you would do that in robust fashion, Father, and that you would so fit your body, so ready us, Lord God, that we would not look to, Father, any particular candidates to turn our nation around, but every man would reckon with the plague of our own hearts, Father God, and we would begin with an individual repentance and an individual revival that will be able to culminate, Lord, in such a fashion to where your name will be noised abroad in our nation once again. Yes. We thank you for it, Lord, and we trust you with our nation's destiny. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen. Amen. Thank you, Abe. Amen. Appreciate it, brother. You're dismissed.
No problem. Thank you, guys.
Okay, that's Abe Hamilton, and appreciate Brother Abe coming in and sharing his thoughts and a prayer. For our country today. You're listening to the radio program Today's Issues on the American Family Radio Network. I'm Tim Wildman. Walker Wildman is keeping the Today's Issues Facebook page going over there. We've
had an uptick in viewers since we brought Abe in and started.
There you go.
Did they get to see Abe though?
They got to see Abe
because Abe's the camera's on me and Fred.
Yeah. And we had a lot of people saying, "I love Tim. I love Tim. Can I get a mug since I love Tim?"
I want something free.
I'm gonna send them some coffee mugs.
The Obama mug. What we've started here. It's free mugs for everybody. Hey, listen. Thank you for going to our Facebook page for Today's Issues on AFR and participating. Fred Jackson, news director for American Family News. Fred, we're going to be here tonight covering the election. Talk about it.
It's always exciting, starting at 6 p.m. Central Time. And
actually, the excitement starts at 5 because we eat chicken fingers, barbecue beans, and sweet tea.
Yeah, we get ramped up.
Yes, we get ramped up.
For the big program. But 6 o'clock Central Time, we'll be here. By that time, of course, it's 7 o'clock in the Eastern time zones. The big states that we have been talking about, New Hampshire on down through Pennsylvania and North Carolina, Florida, and, we're going to be able to probably give you early results right off the bat at 6:05, right after the newscast is over. So you're not going to want to miss a second. And judging by past election programs, I tell you what, it unfolds very quickly, folks. You're not going to want to turn off your radio because once those results start pouring out, it's amazing what happens here, in that first hour.
Well, the thing about it is, Ray, is that most of these states that we're looking at as swing states are in the Eastern time zone.
Well, hey, I've got a little update here. You guys know Frank Luntz, the pollster who's on Fox News and does those focus groups. Okay, Frank Luntz just posted this breaking. He says, watch Michigan working class turnout is looking much higher than expected. Trump may actually have a chance. You know, if Michigan goes to Trump, that changes everything.
Mm-hmm. Well, you know, Bernie Sanders was supposed to lose to Hillary Clinton in Michigan by 5, 6, 7 points, and he ended up beating her. You remember that?
That's right. That's right. And so, I mean, it's a lot of those blue-collar workers, a lot of union workers, I mean, that are just the bread and butter.
And Donald Trump's been saying, bring the jobs back to America.
That's right.
Been his whole thing, which is, in many ways, a traditional Democrat position, is sort of what some people would say is protectionism. I don't think Donald Trump's position is outright protectionism. I think what Donald Trump is talking about, I'm no expert on this area, but I'm going to pretend I am here for a minute, and that is that what he's talking about is making the playing field fair.
Well,
for American corporations.
His theme is America first. He doesn't say America only.
Right.
He says America first.
Right. Right. And so he's talking about these trade deals that are unfair to our country and cause us to lose businesses to in manufacturing in particular to other parts of the other countries. But to the point you're making, Ray, is that those kinds of people who may normally vote Democrat may look at this and say, you know what, I like what Donald Trump is saying about keeping our jobs here and not losing all our factories and our manufacturing, and so I'm going to go with him, even though I vote Democrat most of the time. That may be what's happening in Michigan right now.
And, you know, that reminds me, Fred, to circle back around to the question you raised before the break about conservative Catholic Hispanics.
Yeah.
This would be my guess. The Hispanic community as a whole tends to be conservative, and they tend towards social conservatism anyway. Mm. We all know you have, as in any church, not just the Catholic Church, you've got your people who are just the hangers-on, and you've got the people truly committed. The cafeteria Catholics, I would guess, are going to go much more toward Hillary Clinton. But the ones, especially in the Hispanic community, you know, the folks who go to Mass every day and are very serious about their faith, well, the bishops have given some really excellent pastoral guidance, and they have taken a strong stand on the pro-life issue and a strong stand about the unborn. I think among Hispanic Catholics who are serious about their faith, many of them, they're not going to be typical Clinton voters. Many of them are going to vote for Donald Trump on that one issue.
Yeah, and I guess the point I was making, in their arrogance, the Clinton camp and many media pundits just assume Latinos are going to vote for Hillary.
Right.
They make these sweeping statements. I mean, they make sweeping statements about women. Women are going to vote. And the one that really ought to insult a lot of people is that the only camp that really supports Donald Trump are the white, uneducated males. Now, that is absolutely ridiculous.
Well,
to make that statement,
if that's true, then he would lose overwhelmingly. But you know what's going on here is that the liberals oftentimes they have to cobble together their small, special interest groups to make up the greater vote. That's generally what they have to do. The Democratic Party, now they've been successful in doing that in a lot of respects, and sometimes the Republicans help the Democrats by saying things that sound bad to the ears of the group that the Democrats count on to vote for them. So with respect to the Hispanic vote, the Hispanic vote's not monolithic. I mean, there you have Cubans, you have Mexicans, you have other Caribbean. So people from Caribbean islands although the most of them would be probably Mexican heritage. Mm-hmm. And he did get off to a bad start, Donald Trump, mm-hmm. with his comments on about building a – it wasn't really building a wall. Is that what he said, you know, that what Mexico's sending us is not their best, and then he lists some things. I think after that, the liberal Democrat media piled on him and said he hates all Mexicans or he hates all Hispanics, and he had to prove that he didn't, so to speak. So he fumbled the ball – with his wording coming out of the gate. But I think what he's talking about is that we need national security because all the drugs cartels, the problems that we have coming in from Mexico, that not related to the that are bad for our country. Let me put it that way. That's what he should have said rather than the way he said it. But hey, we'll see what happens today with the Hispanic vote. The other thing is, Ray, you got to consider. Yes, I would agree with you and Ray that most Hispanics are conservative because they're Catholics on moral and social issues, but they're also from a socialist country,
right?
And so are socialist countries. So they're used to big government programs, for example, and so they're used to that. So that's, you know, that's kind of, that's the other side of their view of their world.
You may have this sort of this liberalism on one side from the I guess the political economic side,
right?
And if they are deeply involved in the church, they're going to be exposed to socially conservative views. Now, by the way, I'm hearing, and I think it's quite factual, that the Cuban community, which is one subset, right, of the Hispanic vote,
yep,
down in Miami, they are overwhelmingly going for Donald Trump, which is that may be.
Because the whole Castro,
that's right.
But because Obama embraced Castro, exactly. That's a whole thing. Well, and by the way, there's a growing number of Hispanics that are evangelicals, mm-hmm, in this country. They're Protestant conservatives. They're not. So you got Catholics make up the majority, but there's a growing number of evangelical Hispanics in the United States of America. You're listening to Today's Issues on the American Family Radio Network. Where did you find that? Did you have that Frank Luntz, Walker, the story that...
I can pull that up.
That Ray was talking about?
Yeah, but in other news, I'm checking the FoxNews.com website right now, and we spoke of this a little bit yesterday, but there weren't many major news outlets covering it. But the WikiLeaks emails where CNN is colluding with the Clinton campaign on questions, on interview questions. Mm-hmm. Well, Fox News has this up on the front page, their top story, and I'll get this up on the Facebook page, but... apparently, one of the top CNN executives' husbands emailed John Podesta and said, "We got a good CNN poll coming your way." And John Podesta says,
"Is it today or in the past?"
Well, this happened in the past. It's being reported on today. Then John Podesta replies and said, "I look forward to seeing how we can spin this." And then, secondly, this is the more important thing than the poll. CNN. It's coming out, more details are coming out, that a CNN producer was emailing the DNC and asking for questions for a Trump interview.
Yep.
Well, later on in that email chain, DNC emailed all of their employees and said that CNN said that the Trump interview had been canceled. They'll hold the questions for a later date interview.
Mm. Well, yeah, the Clinton News Network is
CNN
is not far off, isn't it? Well, that's what people call CNN. Mm-hmm. The collusion, especially about CNN and three or four of their people. That's why I've said before, you know, Donald Trump could win today, and it will truly be a David versus Goliath moment because the liberal media establishment is overwhelmingly opposed to him and his basket of deplorables. Anyway, all right, folks, we're going to continue on with our AFR programming. Dr. Alistair Begg has his Bible teaching show coming on, then Janet Mefford. And then tonight, or this afternoon, depending on where you live, we're going to be here at 6:05 Central Time on American Family Radio, and we're going to cover the election until it's over, so we know who our next president will be and who will control the Congress of the United States. So that's be in prayer and make sure you go vote. Ray, thank you.
Thank you, Tim.
Our thanks to Fred and to Walker and to the others that participated with us this last hour and a half. Take care, everybody. Keep listening to American Family Radio.